for the most part, we're healthy, so that helps. You know, these guys have all been in the system now for 3 years. I think they play fast. They understand the more of the intricacies of the defense, and I think they're pretty confident.
When Anthony Barr is impacting the game in the best way possible, what is he doing?
Russell Wilson goes play action, runs away from Anthony Barr, who trips him up. Anthony Barr has sacked Russell Wilson.
Sometimes it's in pass coverage, sometimes it's pressure, and sometimes it's being physical against the run. So he can do it all. He's a tremendous player. He's very smart. You can see him growing up more and more. I'm hoping that he has a great year this year.
Mike has talked a fair amount this offseason about his defense improving versus the run. Did you see that more so behind the scenes in practice during the preseason? And what are some keys to being better against the run beginning against Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee is an extremely physical offensive line. They grab and hold you a lot. We're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to be able to get off of blocks. And then we're going to have good perimeter run support. You know, they've got two excellent backs, and the quarterback can run. That always adds to the run total. So we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's in the entire game.
Those backs are DeMarco Murray and rookie Derrick Henry. How do they complement each other?
Well, they're both physical, big physical guys. Murray is probably a little bit more quicker to the acceleration to the spot. Henry is a strong downhill runner, and sometimes they'll have him in the backfield at the same time. But they both have great attributes. And then, you know, you add Mariota with the zone reads and the options that he does and his scrambling ability. It can make it for a rough day.
8 days ago, the Minnesota Vikings traded for quarterback Sam Bradford. After a full week of practice, what do you think of Sam?
I like Sam. He does, you know, he's come in, he's been pro, he's been studying his rear end off.
I think hard work is one of the things that comes to mind. Yeah. You know, there's no shortcuts. You know, it takes time, it takes work, and you've got to be willing to put in the time.
He can throw the ball all over the place, gets the ball out quick. You know, I think he's doing a good job learning the offense.
How difficult is it learning a new offense? Is it, in essence, learning a new language in, like, lickety-split fashion?
Yeah, really, it's terminology is the biggest thing. You know, the movements and the motions and the alignments, and especially when you start putting players in different spots, it's not like they just say, I pro. That's one of the most difficult things. But then, you know, the terminology of calling the plays, calling the pass routes, you know, it takes a little bit of time.
Viewing Sam from afar, many of us know that he has the proverbial big arm. He can throw the ball all over the field. Is accuracy a calling card of his, too? He was 80% in the preseason.
Yeah, he's pretty accurate. You know, and the other day in practice, he didn't miss one throw. So those are good things. We want to continue to do that. We want to make sure that we continue to get completions and move the ball and keep the ball.
With Alex Boone at left guard, Brandon Fusco to right guard, and Andre Smith at right tackle, do you envision your pass protection being markedly better this year?
Yeah, I think so. We've worked extremely hard on it. We've changed some of the protection schemes. We've also changed some of the protection techniques. These guys are playing much better. They're going to have to go out there and block these guys. They've got, you know, Rakpo's on the one side. He'll be going against Khalil and Casey inside. It'll be a good matchup for both Boone and Fusco and really Berger.
And, of course, 15-year quarterback Sean Hill, still on the roster, had a fantastic preseason. Let's take a look at one of his passes to Kyle Rudolph when we were in Seattle with Mike Zimmer.
Hill shotgun, short drop, deep, Rudolph caught, Seahawks territory. Hill to Rudolph, center of the field for an explosive gain.
One of the first things a quarterback does, he comes out and he's looking for single high or shell, where the pressure might be coming from, how to adjust the protection. And on this particular play, I think you see the free safety cheating over to Diggs on the slot. The Mike linebacker in their defense is supposed to carry this vertical by Kyle Rudolph, and Kyle put a little move on him, and he had either Charles Johnson on the backside. But anytime the free safety gets this far over, it's a pretty easy read for him. And, you know, we had good protection. We got a late hit on the quarterback there, another 15-yard penalty at the end. But protection was good. You know, Khalil's done a nice job this entire offseason. You see Burgess playing guard, and he does a good job. Andre Smith does a nice job. So, you know, one of the things that we're always trying to do is try to keep a clean pocket in there and give him some space to step up and throw. Early in the ball game, we were, you know, against San Diego, we're going to try and make a point to run the football. And on this play, we wanted to start it to look like we're running a weak side lead play. You see Zach Lyon, he's going to start and then come back to get the Mike linebacker. Jarek does a nice job of scooting through the hole. Berger does a good job on the center and continues, or on the nose tackle, and continues to push him out. The three technique gets pushed out. And really, the key to this whole thing is on the backside, where Boone chips off to get TJ back inside, and then yep. he's able to get the backside linebacker. And, you know, a lot of these runs are designed to leave the furthest eighth defender in the box out of the run. So you see the safety up on top. He's technically in the box here, but he can't get to the run because we're running away from him. And then Jarek does a nice job, allows us to get an extra 11, 12 yards on the play. We were in man-to-man on this particular play.
Second and seven.
Yeah. We have a short hole. I don't want to get too involved. But anyway, it's man-to-man. Harrison's got the tight end man-to-man. He's getting a crossing route, all right? And then he's going to get a little bit of help out of Greenway as the guy comes across. So he ends up becoming a free runner. But, you know, this is a great play by Trey. And actually, it's a hustle play by Harrison Smith. And then, you know, we do a nice job of trying to find guys to block. All in all, it's a good play. You know, anytime you can get turnovers, Harrison needs to put the ball away. But anytime you get turnovers, it impacts the game.